Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's a bird bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, more than 18 years. More than 18 years, ladies and gentlemen. He's been hanging out with us. How about that, Wayne?
That means y'all are getting old.
Have any of your six marriages lasted that long? Just kidding, folks. He's only been married five times. I'm just kidding. Hey, Wayne. You and the president have been going back and forth. The administration been going back and forth about how they report their regulations, the way that they deal with this. They're not only playing fast and loose with the regulations. They're playing fast and loose with how they're revealed, aren't they?
Oh yeah. We have a real problem in the sense that if you want to know what the federal government is spending, even though the new CBO numbers that came out that showed the deficit, the annual deficit rocketing back up, and federal income taxes at the individual level have hit a record level. They hit like $1.4 trillion this year in the new CBO documents. As much as that might drive you crazy and frustrate you, you can still look it up. But regulations are completely different. There's an annual report that OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, puts out on the costs and benefits of federal regulations that are affecting all the businesses that you communicate with on your show. The thing is, this report in the Obama administration for the last 2 years, it's supposed to come out in March. It's now October. Next Monday is Halloween. The week after that's Election Day. We still don't have the 2016 Obama report on costs and benefits of regulations, and yet you will see, you know, Obama's press secretary, you'll see the spokesman, you'll see the president himself talk about the benefits of the regulatory state. We don't even have the report by which to see. And worse, when we did get the report, guess what? 4,000 rules going through the pipeline, only about 50 had cost analysis. Last year of regulations had cost and benefit analysis were just 14. Huh. We really have no idea.
So the report wasn't complete. The report was late being released, and when it was released, it wasn't complete. Turning in your homework, and when you turn it in, there's nothing on the page.
it really is regulating in the dark, and we're talking about everything from the labor rules we were just talking about to EPA's Clean Power Plan, EPA's Waters of the United States.
But yet, those regulations are being enforced, and lives are being impacted. Companies are being hurt. Jobs are being lost because even though we haven't seen what the damage is, the regulations are being enforced, right?
That's right. They're being enforced.
The damage is being done.
According to
this is like somebody creating a new medical device or a new medicine and not having it go, applying it to the public, to humans, before it goes through all the testing, right?
Oh, sure. The regulatory state is like that. And it got to the point this year where, and I really wanted to see more of it, but it used to be that during presidential campaign seasons, you would never hear anything about regulation. You'd hear Social Security, you'd hear the debt and the deficit. This year, both candidates have talked about it. Hillary Clinton at least mentioned red tape burdens on small business. You might remember her speech in August when she was at one of the high-tech companies giving a speech and said she wants to do something about red tape and cut regulatory overreach, but she hasn't breathed it very much since then. So it's a real concern to me. You can take a little bit of comfort, I suppose, in the increased interest in Congress of doing something with regulation, but we're about to go through this election cycle, and it's going to take there's no telling what the shakeup is going to be like here over the next few weeks. So everything is going to have to regroup to be able to address the regulatory burden. But small business and medium and large business have really got to speak up about this. Because
do you get the feeling that even the Republican Party is in such disarray, the way they're treating the nominee and the way they're with the exposure they've got in the Senate, for example, 20-something Republicans up for re-election, only 10 Democrats. Are you getting the feeling that Congress has basically abandoned their work, and the Republicans at least have abandoned their work at defending regular folks out here? You get the feeling that we're kind of on our own right now?
I've felt that way for a long time because, you know, there have been simple low-hanging fruit things that Congress could have done.
You and I have
talked about the need to sunset regulations.
Yep.
And so what? Even if under the Obama administration they couldn't pass a law to get regulations sunset, they could have forced Obama to veto it.
They could have made it the topic. And now, folks, when you say, okay, what is it that the leadership, the elitists of the GOP, what is it that they have that they're trying to protect? They're trying to protect their own status quo. This is not leadership. This is not statesmanship. This is feathering their own nest. This is the Republicans and the Democrats. There's not a nickel's worth of difference between any of them. Wayne, am I wrong?
Well, no, I've felt that way for a long time. Remember, when I was a kid, I ran for state senate as a libertarian, but I'm small L libertarian now. I have long thought that both parties benefited from the spending state and
the regulatory state,
and you get a lot of that in the so-called public choice.
Where are the states?
School of economic
where are the leaders?
Thought that just says the government acts selfishly, and the members of it are just like anybody else, and they
hashtag,
have selfish instincts.
Hashtag God help us.
Tim Till, right back
with Wayne Cruz. Wayne, I got to take a quick one. Wayne Cruz, CEI.org, folks. It's a good website. It'll inform you. CEI.org, Wayne Cruz, and I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.